Why did Mufasa expect Scar to save him from falling off the cliff? And how did he know to find Simba and Nala at the elephant graveyard? Here's how Mufasa's backstory changed our view of the Lion King. Mufasa the Lion King reveals that Mufasa is actually the adopted brother of Taka, who becomes Scar. Taka is a young prince who always wanted a brother, but big events change that perspective. Seeds of resentment are sown early on as Mufasa puts his life at risk to protect those he loves, while Taka remains on the sidelines. Those feelings grow stronger as Mufasa finds love and gains the respect of the animals that will help build the Pride Lands. This all gives Scar a reason to carry a big chip on his shoulder. He wanted a brother to walk side by side with, but he ended up growing up in Mufasa's shadow, something that Mufasa clearly feels guilty about. What makes the situation all the more painful is that Mufasa apparently thinks that their relationship is starting to heal by the events of the Lion King, unaware of how deep Scar's hatred now runs. He seems hurt by Scar's decision to not appear at Simba's presentation. Mufasa's conversation with Zazu is even more telling of where their relationship lies. He tells his confidant that he is really trying with his brother, but Scar seems to have stopped caring. It's an unfortunate truth, given how Scar welcomed him into his family in the prequel. Those memories of early brotherhood and Mufasa's guilt over essentially usurping his adopted brother stop him from banishing Scar, despite all the red flags. Scar digging his claws into Mufasa's paws before dropping him into a wildebeest stampede is one of the most famous scenes in all of animation. The audience understands that Scar is set on killing his brother, and the shock on Mufasa's face when he realizes what is about to happen is painful to behold. So why is he so surprised when Scar sends him to his death, given all he knows about his character? It's a question thoroughly answered in Mufasa the Lion King. At the beginning of the prequel, a young Taka meets Mufasa as he's being chased by a crocodile. Mufasa throws himself onto a ledge and clings onto it for dear life. Taka digs his claws into his fellow cub, who is left in shock at the response. Taka then pulls Mufasa to safety, and a similar rescue happens later in the film. This is why Mufasa believes that Scar will once again save him when he is hanging from a cliff in The Lion King.
Scar! Brother!
At the beginning of Mufasa the Lion King, Taka is thrilled to welcome Mufasa to his family, despite his father's disapproval.
Come with us. You don't have anyone.
Taka comes to regret this as he grows up and morphs into Scar, and his plan to change things was a long time coming. The bad blood between the adopted brothers is established as Taka plans his first act of betrayal in the prequel, making it clear that Scar has been trying to undercut Mufasa for quite some time, long before the events of The Lion King. The arrival of Simba seems to catch Scar off guard, but considering the events of the prequel film, there's every chance that Scar has simply been biding his time. For Scar, an heir is an opportunity. While there's no way he could defeat Mufasa in a fair fight, he's clearly not above playing dirty, and he finds vulnerability in the young prince. His plan appears somewhat opportunistic upon first watch of The Lion King, but there's every chance that Scar was planning for this moment for many years. The elephant graveyard scene in The Lion King is an iconic misadventure that puts a young Simba and Nala in great danger as hyenas surround them. It seems as though the young lions are done for, with no hope of escape. However, seconds after the cubs tumble into the graveyard, Mufasa quickly turns up and he's ready to fight. His response is so fast that it is almost unrealistic at first glance, but Mufasa the Lion King goes some way to explaining his near-sudden appearance. As Taka's mother Eshe guides Mufasa through his adolescence, she realizes how strong his senses are. He can detect almost any smell, and he can hear when enemies are approaching. His ability to hone in on smells and sounds could be the reason why Simba and Nala are still alive. A subtle whiff of Simba's fur, the tapping of little paws, and a father's intuition seemingly send him into action, saving the cubs and causing the hyenas to scatter. Mufasa and Zazu are more than work pals. They're best friends, and their deep connection shows. During the presentation of Simba, it is clear that Zazu is bowing to Mufasa not out of obligation, but rather admiration for his dear friend and this new chapter for the Pride Lands. Mufasa the Lion King explores that connection. Their introduction happens shortly before Taka expresses hatred toward Mufasa, meaning that Zazu has gotten a front row seat to much of their conflict. The king's right hand shows the audience just how much he understands their strained relationship while making a joke at Scar's expense at the beginning of The Lion King.
There's one in every family, sire. Two in mine, actually. And they always manage to ruin special occasions.
It's a moment that shows how their relationship goes beyond meetings and morning reports. Rafiki is the sage character that is ready to give advice with a bit of magic for good measure, and it's clear that he's one with the spirits in nature. As such, it only makes sense that Mufasa's spirit tells Rafiki that Simba is still alive in The Lion King. Simba is silently struggling with his past around the middle of the animated classic, and he's wondering why his father is not helping him like he said he would. He falls to the ground and sends leaves and other plants into the air. The wind carries them straight to Rafiki, who uses these items to determine that Simba is still alive. The direction of these leaves seems to be all the wind's doing. However, this moment is a subtle nod to the fact that Mufasa is working in the background. He knows the strength of Rafiki's connection to the spirit world, and he knows that he will help him connect with his son during this time of uncertainty. That's why he sends the leaves to Rafiki, telling him that Simba is nearby and help is on the way for the Pride Lands.
Simba? He's alive! He's alive!
Deceit, anger, and wit. All of this makes up Scar's personality in The Lion King. But why is Scar like this? Well, his father Obasi is partly responsible for the way he turned out. In Mufasa the Lion King, Obasi is disgusted by the idea of Mufasa joining the family. He calls him a stray and demands that he not live with the king, his heir, and the other male lions. He explains to Taka that blood is the only true bond. He also teaches his son that deceit is a major tool for any king.
We do not associate with outsiders.
Taka is the future king. We must protect the bloodline.
These lessons result in Scar holding onto grudges against Mufasa, and he believes that deceit is key in resolving these conflicts. By the time we get to The Lion King, Scar has mastered this tactic, and he uses it to control Simba and lure Mufasa into his trap. It's sad to see, especially as there was a time when Scar wasn't this way. Rafiki and Zazu are trusted friends of Mufasa and Sarabi, so it's important that both are a part of Simba's presentation. But why doesn't Simba remember Rafiki when he's an adult? Mufasa the Lion King explains that Rafiki ends up living a solo lifestyle after his previous tribe disapproves of his connection to nature. He comes to terms with the idea of isolation as he walks away from his home and joins Mufasa, Taka, Sarabi, and Zazu on their journey to find the promised land called Milele. So instead of spending time on Pride Rock with Simba, he spends his time listening to nature and the spirits who will help protect the future of the Pride Lands. The relationship between Scar and the hyenas is a fickle one to begin with, but there are signs that the hyenas could have been plotting to destroy Scar way before he turned his back on them at the end of The Lion King. Following the events at the elephant graveyard, the hyenas say they fear Mufasa's power, but they see Scar as a friend. His familial ties to the throne don't hurt either. Plus, the food he brings them makes him a good ally. Scar thinks he's their leader, but this is a misconception that's highlighted during the song Be Prepared. The catchy number plots Mufasa's demise, and it convinces the hyenas that his plan is to their betterment. Of course, all Scar really cares about is himself, and at first glance, the hyenas seem blind to this. But are they really? There is still hesitation as they wait for Scar's signal to start the stampede, and it is in this moment that Shenzi shows that she is the real leader of the hyenas, encouraging them to stay focused because it will work out for them in the end. When Scar tries to blame the hyenas at the close of the film, Shenzi seems to give the hyena pack her approval to attack Scar, which suggests that this was something they had discussed beforehand. It seems like this was always Plan B, and Shenzi didn't hesitate when the time came to execute it.
Oh, my friends.
Friends? I thought he said we were the enemy.
Simba's return to Pride Rock is a big surprise for everyone, especially Scar and Simba's mother Sarabi, but their reactions are even more surprising. At first, both believe that he is Mufasa, with Scar visibly getting a chill up his spine. Simba corrects his mother, who replies that she truly thought that her son was dead. These reactions could be a way of showing Simba how much he is like his father, but it could also mean that the spirit world has been doing some work off camera. Has Mufasa been appearing in the dreams of those he left behind? By the end of The Lion King, it is clear that Mufasa has been standing by Simba since his death, connecting him with Rafiki when it's time for him to come home. Scar's fear, while mistaking Simba for Mufasa, could indicate that his brother has been visiting him in his nightmares. Mufasa was never afraid to challenge him, so it makes sense for him to challenge his brother in his dreams if he's able to. Sarabi's reaction may indicate that her late husband is visiting her dreams, maybe reminiscing about their past and telling her that everything will be okay in the end. After all, if Mufasa can reach out to Simba, then surely he's capable of visiting other members of his family too. Rain is a welcome sight in the Pride Lands, an area that is sunny and bright most of the time. However, rain is more than just rain in The Lion King. As Mufasa the Lion King explains, the rain is more of an event because it signals that someone's destiny is upon them. Rainfall ushers in two huge moments in The Lion King. A deluge takes over the Pride Lands shortly after Simba is presented to the kingdom. This signals that the kingdom has an heir to the throne and that it's now Simba's time to learn the ropes from his father. It could also be a foreshadowing of Mufasa's death, because his demise is yet another transition period for the kingdom, with Scar heading toward his own destiny. The rain comes again toward the end of the film. Following Scar's defeat, rainwater washes away the destruction seen across the area. Simba and the lions roar as the rain comes down, signaling that they know that a new time has come and Simba is now fulfilling his destiny as he becomes king. The rain also ties in nicely to the circle of life as it brings growth to a land that has been depleted, giving the animals new food and scenery to enjoy. After watching Mufasa the Lion King, you'll come to appreciate the significance of the rain sequences in The Lion King all the more.